At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, word nerds! Welcome to Saturday Night Live! Wait a minute, it's the dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. Oh, that would be fun, a fun Saturday Night Live visual. Hi, how you doing? I'm part of the cast. Hee! Okay, let's, this is episode F208, and we have one of those weird episodes. This is one word. One word in this whole episode. The definitions and the synonym information take up basically one quarter of the whole page, almost exactly. So we are doing one form of one word, and that word is free! I don't have to make a sound effect today. Woohoo! Well, that's a load off my back. And then in the next episode, we will see a couple of more forms of this same word, plus a whole bunch of free things. Give me those things for free! What am I, milking a cow? Okay, so I counted beforehand. There are 40 definitions for the word free. 40 individual, unique, very special definitions, plus some synonym stuff. All right, let's get into it. The first word, the only word, is the first form of free, F-R-E-E. It is an adjective from before the 12th century. Number 1A, having the legal and political rights of a citizen. So, if you are a citizen and you have legal or political rights, then you are free. Unfortunately, there are some people around the world who, I guess, don't have rights. They are not considered free. The whole thing about when America was founded on the land of people who had already been living here, was that it was free. It was a free country. You could do what you want. You could believe what you believe. You know, still can't be committing murder or stuff like that. But, you know, where the people came from in other parts of the world, it was a little bit more rigid. And the people who came over here to look for another place, they were like, we don't want to be so rigid. We want to be free. We want to do what we want in our lives and not have people tell us what we can and can't do, which is a pretty cool concept. Not too bad. Not too shabby. Liberty. In fact, I wonder if that's in... nope, it's not in the synonym information. But yeah, it's not a bad idea to be free, and I hope that there are other countries that can adjust and change things so their citizens can be free and have legal and political rights. All right, 1B, enjoying civical, my eyes were going faster than my brain, enjoying civil and political liberty. I guess we could just combine those words to civical. Civil and political are civical liberty. Enjoying civical liberty, as in free citizens. Yep, you know, basically the same thing in 1A. Oh, I enjoy my civil and political liberty, and so I am a free citizen. And it, you know, it sometimes feels like, even in this country that's supposedly free, sometimes it feels like maybe the current government is like, I don't know if you should be free. I don't know if maybe everybody should be free. But that's the whole thing, is that everybody is free, should be free. In the eyes of nature, everybody is free. But, you know, politically, sometimes it's a different thing. And you can't have some people be free and not others. Just doesn't work that way. Okay, 1C, enjoying political independence or freedom from outside domination. It gets into, you know, foreign affairs, which I cannot speak intelligently about. I can't even speak intelligently about cats and dogs. Number D, enjoying personal freedom, also not subject to the control or domination of another. So this one is not about politics or civil or civical liberties or anything. This is about being in a relationship with, or just being free from another human. You know, I guess if you choose, you can choose to be in a situation like that, and that's cool. But a lot of times people do not choose that life, and they get into a situation or are put into a situation where they are not free from the domination of another. And that is very bad. And I can't speak intelligently about this, but I just don't want people to be in this situation. So I would prefer people to be free. Okay, that's it. It's not that hard. 2A, not determined by anything beyond its own nature or being, and then also choosing or capable of choosing for itself. Gotta bring this up because I feel like I'm scrunching down to get to the microphone. Not determined by anything beyond its own nature or being. This is getting into, I'm having an existential crisis about this definition. Also, choosing or capable of choosing for itself. Can you choose what your next step is, where you're eating food, what restaurant you're going to go to? Maybe you're a squirrel in the forest. You know, I want to go to that restaurant in that tree over there. That restaurant is really good. It's my birthday. It's a special occasion. So I choose to go to that restaurant. Please and thank you. You may join me if you like. Okay, 2B, determined by the choice of the actor or performer. Oh, as in free actions. Determined by the choice of the actor or performer. This seems like maybe this is one of those terms, free actions, or using this word free. Maybe that term is in the acting world. Determined by the choice of the actor. I mean, I hear often about, oh, that was an actor's choice. They chose to do that thing for that character in that play or movie or TV show or performance art, whatever it is. But I don't know if I've heard this term free in that way, free action. So if you are an actor and this is a term that you regularly use in your acting training, you can please let me know. Just seems like what does the actor or performer want to do? They have the choice to do whatever they want as that character. They are free. 2C, made, done, or given voluntarily or spontaneously. There's no example here. Made, done, or given voluntarily. But yes, this is very clearly, if you do this voluntarily, then you are choosing to do this thing, making a thing, doing a thing, giving a thing. Here's the rest of my... Oh, crap, I lost crumbs on the book. Here's the rest of my vegan scone. I'm freely giving it to you. And now I have to clean up all these crumbs. Yum, yum, yum. All right, I'll do it. There's not that many. Okay, so now we got 3A. Relieved from or lacking something, and especially something unpleasant or burdensome, as in free from pain. I wish I were free from pain. I am not always free from pain. Sometimes I have pain up here in my neck and shoulder, especially if I sleep funny. I get a lot of laughs when I sleep, but then I get some pain maybe. Or in the middle of my back, or in my lower back, in my hip, in various... And also because I'm old, it's like, why? I just stood up. Why does my knee hurt now? That's not good. Why does my hand hurt? Why does my finger hurt? Why does this ear hurt? I'm not free from pain. Some people are.
And I'm very angry at them.
The other example here is a speech free of political rhetoric. They didn't put any political rhetoric into that speech. So there's none of it. It is relieved from or lacking something, especially something unpleasant or burdensome. That's typically how we're using this. We are free from a thing that is often, we don't like that thing. So we want to be free from it. We feel so much better, so much lighter, so much more positive when we are free from that burdensome thing like political rhetoric. Nobody loves political rhetoric. That's not true. Some people love it. This is often used in combination, as in error-free. Well, I think errors are definitely very burdensome. I make a lot of errors, and they burden me. They weigh me down, and so I want to be error-free. 3B. Not bound, confined, or detained by force. So you are not bound by force, not confined by force, not detained by force. This one is clearly in just very physically in this 3D world. Are you free? Well, somebody did put a chain on my ankle, attached it to the desk, so I am not free from leaving this place. I don't know who did it. I don't know who chained me up, but I don't appreciate it, and so I'm sort of just stuck here talking to you forever, and you have to deal with it. You can't turn it off because somebody got rid of your remote. They taped your eyes open, and you are forced to watch this or listen to this. They threw out all of your earplugs. Okay, now we have 4A, having no trade restrictions. Yeah, we got no trade with whoever you want, whenever you want. It's all good. It's all free. Free trade. Free trade, baby. Isn't that what everybody wants? Not everybody. 4B. Not subject to government regulation. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into this because I don't know. Again, can't speak intelligently about that, but I know enough that this government is trying to regulate. I mean, there are some things that I think are good to be regulated and some things maybe not. Again, not sure exactly the details on that. But if there are no regulations, then it's free. Free, free, free. I think I realized why this microphone is tipping down and now it's too high because it's slipping off of the desk. I got a cut. And we're back. My boom arm was slipping off of this thing. I might need to get a new system, but hey, I guess we'll see what happens. It's fine for now. Okay, now we got to get our brain back in this. Who are we? Where are we? Okay, now we are on 4C, and this is talking about foreign exchange. That is the context. Not subject to restriction or official control. And, it's very similar to what we just read. 5A, having no obligations or commitments. And examples of the obligations might be work. I gotta work. I'm not free. But the example is, I'll be free this evening after I do all of my works, all of my chores, all of the things that I gotta do as an adult. Once I'm done with all of those things, I shall be free, and at that point, I'll probably just pass out and go to bed, because I'm old. 5B, not taken up with commitments or obligations, as in a free evening. So when you are free from all of your stuff, then you will have an evening that is free. That evening is described as free, because that evening has no commitments or obligations. Number 6. Having a scope not restricted by qualification, as in a free variable. Having a scope not restricted by qualifications. I don't know what this is. Some sort of scope. Maybe it's a literal scope. Maybe it's the scope of the view of the thing. What is your scope? But then there's a variable, so that makes me think of math. It's a free variable. Yeah. Number 7a. Not obstructed, restricted, or impeded, as in free to leave. You are free to leave this party whenever you want. Nobody has chained you. Nobody has told you that you have to stay. You are free to leave. You are not obstructed, restricted, or impeded in any way. Nobody's holding you back. There's the door. Get out of here. 7b. Not being used or occupied, as in waved with his free hand. Look at me. I'm waving with my free hand. It's not got anything in my free hand. It's not being used or occupied. Nobody's using this hand for anything. It's not being occupied by a scone or my phone.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's free! My hand might hurt later. Okay, now we have number 7C. Not hampered or restricted in its normal operation. Whatever the thing is, it can do its normal operation because it's not hampered or restricted, so it's free. 8A. Not fastened. Not fastened, so it's free. As in, the free end of the rope. The free end of the rope. It's not fastened to anything. In the movie The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, there are some characters who are escaping from the moon, and they have a rope, and they tie it to the end of the moon. Don't worry about it. It makes perfect sense. They tie it to there, and then they start climbing down, and then they reach the end. They reach the free end of the rope. And then the one character at the top says, here, I've got some more free rope. It's not fastened to anything. Pass it down to the bottom. But it turned out that that was the end attached to the moon. So they fell. They fell into a volcano and met Vulcan? That's a great movie. 8B. Not confined to a particular position or place. As in 12-tone music, no note is wholly free, for it must hold its place in the series. That is a long quote from J.L. Stewart. In 12-tone music, no note is wholly free, for it must hold its place in the series. So it's not confined to a particular position or place. No, but no note is wholly free. So, but it's not confined. Right, so none of the 12-tone notes are free because they are confined to a particular position or place. This is a little bit of a weird example. I mean, it technically makes sense, but it almost makes too much sense that I don't... That's why I don't understand the quote in the first place. Are you trying to say that in our sort of Western music that has 12 notes in an octave, the first one and the last one are the same note, just one octave apart, that I'm trying to compare this to like Eastern music that has a lot of like other notes in between our notes, and they have many more than 12 tones in an octave. And so I'm just trying to figure out the context of this. But yes, in a 12-tone scale, everything is in its place, and that's what the note is, and that's where it goes. Okay, it's an interesting example. Okay, now we have 8C, capable of moving or turning in any direction, as in a free particle. That particle can go anywhere. Whee! Also, my head is mostly free. I can turn it this way and turn it this way and up and down and all around, but it's not as free as an owl's head. those owls' heads can go like 270 degrees, which is like 3/4 of a circle. If I were an owl, I could look behind me right now. But I can't. It's very sad. 8D. Performed without apparatus, as in free tumbling. This is when you're just jumping around, doing somersaults, doing backflips, doing cartwheels, but you have no apparatus. You have no trampolines. You have no horses. You have no balance beam bars, uneven bars, rings, none of those things. You can tumble by yourself all the time. You don't even need those apparati. You can do some free tumbling. We don't do so much free tumbling as adults, probably because we'll get hurt. 8E. Done with artificial aids, used only for protection against falling and not for support. And an example of the artificial aids would be, oh boy, I don't know this word, pitons or pitons, because the example is a free climb. This is when those people are climbing mountains, climbing walls and cliffs and things with no artificial aids, no nothing to screw in, nothing to grab onto, no ropes, no nothing. This is super scary. I have not watched that documentary. Was it just called Free Climb or Free? Ooh, that looked interesting. I mean, I'm sure it's fascinating, but a little scary. But yeah, people do this. No artificial aids like pitons. Okay, now we have number 9A. Not parsimonious. Are you parsimonious? Well, if you are, then you are not free. But if you are not parsimonious, then you are free. The example is free spending. I'm just going to just spend my money all over the place. Here's some dollars. Here's some euros. Here's some lira. We still use lira, right? I'm spending all my monies. 9B. The synonym is the word outspoken. Just going to say what's on my mind. I'm going to speak out loud. And I am free. Number 9C. Availing oneself of something without stint. And I am not entirely sure about the context of the word stint there, so we gotta move on. 9D. The synonyms are frank and open. Can I be frank with you? Can I be free and open and tell you about how I really feel? How I really feel is parsimonious. 9E. Overly familiar or forward in action or attitude. Definitely similar to outspoken and frank and open. Overly familiar. Even though we just met, I'm going to be free. I'm going to just pretend that we are familiar with each other. I'm very forward in my action or my attitude. Let's get into a deep conversation. What do you think about death? Let's be free and talk about these things that people don't talk about. What are those topics? Death, sex, probably. We are not free enough in those ways. You know, that's very personal opinions on that. But we have another word. I don't know if this is similar, but I'm going to assume it is because it's still part of number 9. It's 9F. The synonym is licentious. Now, I think I've heard of this word before, but I can't remember what it means. But I'm assuming it's similar to outspoken, frank, open, not parsimonious. It is spelled L-I-C-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. So many letters. Number 10, not costing or charging anything. Right there. You know, about 2/3, 3/4 of the way through these definitions, we finally get to the one that's about money. Because I don't think anything else had anything to do about money, except not parsimonious. That was free spending. That might be on the border. But this one specifically, how much does that thing cost? It's free. It's complimentary. You may take it. You may enjoy it. No problem. You want a fortune cookie? It's free at the end of your meal. If you don't buy a meal, you gotta pay for it. 25 cents, please. Number 11A1. not united with, attached to, or combined with, or mixed with something else. The synonym is the word separate, as in, oh, I thought that said Oreos, as in free ores, also as in a free surface of a bodily part. I need to reread the definition now with those examples in mind. Free ores, these are the ores that they get from the ground, and then also a free surface of a bodily part. So free is not united with, it's not combined with something else, it's not attached to something else, it's not combined with something else, and it's not mixed with something else. All things that are very, very similar. It's not any of those things. It is literally separate from that. So it's a free thing. The free surface of a bodily part, though, that one I'm not entirely sure of. Is this the surface of my hand? Is this free? Because it's not attached to my bones? Oh my God, it's not attached to my bones! Okay, now we have 11A2. The synonym is freestanding, as in a free column. There's no supports for that column. That column is all on its own. It got rid of the training wheels. It's a free column. I'm so proud. Number 11B. Chemically uncombined, as in free oxygen, or also free acids. They are roaming out there in the air, free from everything. They are not combined chemically with anything else. 11C. Not permanently attached, but able to move about, as in a free electron in a metal. That electron did not want to be stuck, tied down to anything. It is free. I guess my microphone boom arm is free because it is not permanently attached to this table over here, which could cause some problems. I don't want it to be permanently attached, but I think I need a new system. Something. Okay, now we have number 11D, capable of being used alone as a meaningful linguistic form, as in the word hats is a free form. Well, me not being an English expert, grammatically English expert, I'm confused. Capable of being used alone as a meaningful linguistic form. Okay, so the word hats, you can use it freely? It is capable of being used alone? Well, yes, any word I think you can use alone. Franklin, Frankenstein, Frank, you can say them alone. Why is hats a free form? I need more context. It says compare to the seventh definition for the fifth form of the word bound. So I'm guessing that had something to do with words and things. Ooh, here we are on the page. Let's quickly find the fifth form of the word bound and the seventh definition. Always occurring in combination with another linguistic form. Okay, as in the un prefix in unknown, you're always saying those together, and the er suffix in the word speaker, they are bound forms. But the word hats, you're not always combining the word hats with something else. You might be. Fancy hats, but just the word hats is free. I'm very happy for hats. Okay, now we have 12A. Not literal or exact, as in free translation. You know, it's close. There's a lot of books and movies. Like, I sometimes will watch foreign movies and there will be the subtitles. And if we know enough of the language or have seen the movie maybe in a different way or whatever, we're like, well, I don't think that's exactly what they're saying. But it's close enough. It gets the context across. And so it's a free translation. It's close enough. I think the first time I noticed this was in the movie Amelie. There is this scene where this guy is saying these rhyming phrases about one of their neighbors. And the movie's in French, and in French, the phrases are rhyming. But in the subtitles, they were also rhyming. And I was like, there's no way that the writers were clever enough or is even possible to come up with something, multiple phrases that are rhyming in both languages and mean the exact same thing. So I think the English translation was a bit of a free translation because they still wanted it to rhyme and get very similar context. So I think they fudged it. They fudged it a little bit. Okay, now 12B. Not restricted by or conforming to conventional forms, as in free skating. Just do what you want. You don't gotta stick to what we tell you to do. Just go have fun skating. Do some flips. Do some twirls. Do some sow cows. Number 13. The synonym is favorable. And this is used of a wind blowing from a direction more than 6 points from dead ahead. So dead ahead would be here. 6 points is that 6 degrees, which is just a little bit off. So if it's coming, it's got to be more than 6 points from dead ahead. And so it's favorable. Ooh, it's good. Maybe when we're sailing, we got a free wind coming, because if it's coming straight at us, it's going to be hard to sail in that direction. But if it's coming from a different angle, more than six points, then we can use it. We can adjust the sail and still go forward, which is where we want to go, because we're running away from the monster over there, the Kraken. Number 14, not allowing slavery. I would have enjoyed if that was the first one. Not allowing slavery. This country was not free in that way. So, you know, in the late 1700s, they said, we're all free. Oh, but you know what? There were slaves for, almost 100 years after that? So not everybody was free because you were viewing people as not equal. And they're still around the world, not everybody is free. Even in this country, not everybody is free. 15, this is the last definition. And you're like, oh, thank God, but we got synonym information. So 15 is open to all comers, like a free house, a free party. It's everybody is welcome here. On this, but this is a free podcast because you don't have to pay for it. And also, everybody is welcome here. Come one, come all, everybody come. Freeness is a noun. Ooh, and there's a phrase, for free, which means without charge. Everybody loves stuff for free. Give me that stuff for free. I'm giving you this podcast for free, unless you want episodes very early, and then you shall give me $1 a month. It's super cheap. I mean, you're losing money if you don't. All right, now we have the synonym information, which goes like this. Free, independent, sovereign, and autonomous mean not subject to the rule or control of another. Free stresses the complete absence of external rule and the full right to make all of one's own decisions. Oh, I like that very much. You can make your own decisions. The example is, you're free to do as you like. What do you like? Do it, you're free. Independent implies a standing alone. Applied to a state, it implies... No, wait, it's worded funny. Independent implies a standing alone, semicolon. Applied to a state, it implies lack of connection with any other having power to interfere with its citizens, laws, or policies. So, it's all about standing alone. Independent is alone. You're doing your thing. So, when you are applying that concept to a literal state, like in America, or just some sort of country, a country is the easiest way to say that, a government, whatever, the word independent is implying that there is no connection with any other power. No other country has power over that state, that group. The citizens, the laws, the policies. We have an example. The colonies struggle to become independent when America's forefathers and foremothers came over here and had the 13 colonies. They really wanted to be independent, and the British people said, we are going to fight you for that. It would have been a lot easier if you were just like, yeah, cool, fine, whatever. We're over it now. I think everybody's over it. The word sovereign stresses the absence of a superior power and implies supremacy within a thing's own domain or sphere, as in separate and sovereign armed services. So those armed services are separate and sovereign. There is no superior power controlling them, and they could do what they want in their sphere. Autonomous stresses independence in matters pertaining to self-government, as in this denomination, each congression is regarded as autonomous. You may do what you like. The prefix auto, I think, is all about yourself, oneself, doing stuff by yourself or something. Okay. Well, that was quite a ride we just went on. A lot to say about one word, and there's even more in the next episode. So, the words today we had were free. The word of the episode is free. I am free. You are free. Everybody should be free around the world. That's it. Free, free, free. Free. There are lots of things that I think should be provided for free, like tampons. I mean, let's just call it out right there. Why are these not free to the world? Okay, I'm going to now tell you about a movie that I watched just last night. Sharon and I watched a movie. It's from 2006, and this is an incredibly adult film. So if you are not an adult, you don't want your kids to hear it, you don't want to hear it yourself, turn this off, because there ain't no more content in this podcast. This episode. It's the movie Short Bus, which is about the lives of mostly younger people in 2006 after 9/11 who are, they're going on their sexual journeys. That is really what it is all about, trying to figure out their sex lives, their relationship life. And, you know, there's a few stories that we're following, and they're all sort of intermixed with each other. And so it's a very fascinating look. And I believe there's a lot of real people doing real things in this movie. It's not a documentary, but a lot of it sort of feels like almost documentary-ish in that way. That's all I'm going to say. If that sounds interesting to you, then you should check out Short Bus. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show in, audio only or video. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.